Right now, though, my second guest of the day is on the line. He is Rabbi Yehoshua Asselin from Yeshiva Mizrahi. Rabbi, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Shalom, Sam. Good afternoon.
Okay, so I am the least well acquainted with Torah portions and parashot, but you are going to explain to me all about how Parashat Ki Tavoh connects to Aliyah.
Okay, so first of all, we would love to do that, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'm almost feeling inclined to comment on the
Bibi
on the
story.
Thoughts on Bibi.
Go for it. Love that.
If I may, but I think it beautifully connects to Aliyah, and I'll be honest, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be very specific, but I think that my thoughts on Bibi are irrelevant. I think what's important, and the important matter is that the people should have the right to choose. And if the people vote for a prime minister in a democratic election, I think we should accept it, whether it's, you know, whether we like it or not, like Mensch.
Agree with
like
you.
Mensch's. Because once you start playing with someone no better than the majority, it's becoming dangerous. And I think something to have in mind. So I think it beautifully connects to Aliyah because there's a Please God coming Sunday. There's an Aliyah Expo, which Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to be part of it. And I think really what essentially people are doing when they're making Aliyah, whether they mean to or not, they're joining the big story. And they're going to be joining those who can actually vote, which means, you know, another person now, their opinion is going to count. That's a beautiful thing, just tapping into the big story. Having said that, if you're going to the Parashat Ki Tavoh, it's a very symbolic thing. I actually spoke to in good kesher with Daffy Kramer, who's very involved in organizing the Aliyah Expo. I know it was supposed to be a while ago, around July, and so happened to be that it's been delayed until the Sunday. And what a beautiful parasha to fall into. Parashat Ki Tavoh, it's quite a long one. It's got quite a few intense portions of the Torah. But it begins with a beautiful thing, with a very almost romantic piece, with the parasha of Bikurim, when a person, a farmer, is farming the land, and he's having all these beautiful fruits, vegetables, fruits, produce of the land, and a person should bring the first fruit to ripen into the Beit HaMikdash in a beautiful festive ceremony, when he comes and expresses gratitude to God, to Hashem, in bringing him thus far. So that is, I'm saying, gratitude is an important concept. But the interesting thing is that what is he thanking God for? You would expect, I'm not going to ask a question on the radio, a rhetorical question, but you would expect to say, thank you, God, for giving me a very successful year, lots of good produce, and appreciate it. And interestingly enough, he takes us into a spiel that many of us know from the Serenah, the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Mm-hmm. And then he goes back to the beginning of Jewish history, all the way from Arami Oved Avi, my ancestor was lost. Whether it's about Avraham or Yaakov Avinu, doesn't matter. We're going all the way back to the origin, through Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, and into this very day in right here and now in Israel, when I'm bringing this pomegranate, this bunch of grapes, on Temple Mount into the temple. So the gratitude is connecting to the big story, right? It's tapping in. I'm not just a farmer, you know, bringing some fruit. I'm actually part of something much bigger. And I think this is just a beautiful connection which we started with.
Absolutely. I'm with you. Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Mm. Just a quick one. Interesting. Also, when we bench, when we, you know, like after having a meal with bread, we bench and we quote actually a pasuk from a verse from the Torah in the benching. And people know this from, you know, benching in there, whether it's Bnei Akiva or, you know, or back in school, we sing it. Kakatu ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta. So we're actually saying the Torah says you eat, you're satisfied, and you bless Hashem for. But then the answer is not for the sandwich. We bless Hashem for the good land that he has given you, which is an incredible thing. Like, I'm having a sandwich here in South Africa. What does that to do with the good land? Like, this is how sensual the land of Israel is. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful week for an Aliyah Expo.
There is a beautiful synchronicity between those ideas. And thank you for linking what you were talking about to the Bibi discussion, because I'm certainly going to continue with that throughout the show this afternoon. Rabbi, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.